Hello, listeners, and welcome back to the Joshua David Lane podcast, home of reviews, rants, revelations, and more. As always, I am your charismatic host, Joshua David Lane, and today I have a review for you of a product that has been relatively instrumental and significant in my life in the past few days. For those of you who can't notice by the sultriness of my voice, no, I have not finally hit puberty, quite the opposite. I have in fact come down with a cold. Coughing, phlegm, mucus, all that fun stuff. Now, to remedy the unfortunate side effects of this ailment, I turned to store brand products, most notably something called Robitussin DM Adult, which is what I will be reviewing for you lovely listeners today. Now, Robitussin, for those who don't know, is a brand name of an over-the-counter prescription cold and cough medicine manufactured by Pfizer, a pharmaceutical conglomerate created in the year 1849. Now, Robitussin DM is meant to relieve cough, mucus, sickness. But I think the only thing that's going to be sick is you of Pfizer after you try this terrible product. Now, I don't want to bash on the product too much before I can explain to you each and every reason why Robitussin DM is the reason the pharmaceutical conglomerates continue to disappoint me. But let's just get right into it, all right? Let's start with the look. The look is unappealing, unimaginative, a boring brown bottle with a white label that goes around the entire circumference of the bottle. It lacks any pop or zing, all right? It doesn't draw your eye. It doesn't get your attention. Nothing of the sort, okay? But you know, that's just one thing. People might think that's very vain. I'm sorry, I'm an appearancist. So next we're gonna go into the actual taste. Luckily, I've poured myself a few drops of this substance, and down the hatch we go. 3, 2, 1. Oh my... Okay, for those of you who like stuff like grape or cherry, you will once again be harshly disappointed to the realities of Robitussin DM. Because, unfortunately, the flavor that Pfizer seemed to be going for was a mix of the blackened pit of an avocado and the stringy things off the side of bananas. It is awful. And, by the way, side note, Robitussin DM is for ages 12 and over, which is fortunate because if you fed this to your kids, it would be labeled as child abuse by the FDA. But, you know, once again, you know, taste, sight, oh no, Josh, you know, it's medicine, it's not meant to be good. Well, fine, let's go into performance. So, Robitussin DM claims to get rid of congestiveness, cough, mucus, you know, all the things of the common cold. Well, if that's what they were going for, you suck! My cough is not going away, the mucus is back with a fury. So all that's been happening in my life with Robitussin DM is that I am drinking this horrible fluid that refuses to live up to the performance that Pfizer promised me. Pfizer needs to go back to the drawing board, tink the formula, do something with it, because right now I'm not satisfied with it, and I can't imagine a whole bunch of consumers are. But that's just my opinion. This was a quick review on a product that I feel absolute scorn for. I am abhorred that this is still on the shelves, and I think that we really need to work on getting more quality medicine for our sick and ailed youth. Especially me, you know, I can't run a podcast sounding like this. But on the bright side, I gotta give it to Pfizer. This is non-drowsy. So once again, my name is Joshua David Lane. This is the Joshua David Lane podcast, broadcasting from the beautiful city, well, town of Hudson, New Hampshire. This was a quick review on Pfizer's Robitussin DM. Have a great day, listeners. I love you all. See you back in the next episode.